Yeah, I think I've had a lot of great managers throughout my career and people who I've hopefully learnt from and taken bits from. The people who I still kind of speak to are Gordon Strachan, who I had at Celtic, and then a brief spell at Scotland. I'd have loved to have played more at Scotland under him because he's done so well, but couldn't. And obviously Roberto, when I came here, I spent 3 years with him and learnt so much at a time in my career where I'd done quite a lot, and he showed me a different way of doing things, and I've taken that on board. So they're probably the two guys that I take a lot from and still speak to on occasion.
Do you think you're under a little bit more pressure, obviously now being in League One? Is your aim to get back up into the Championship, or what is your plan for the season?
Yeah, that's got to be the aim. And the pressure has got to come from within. I put pressure on myself to do the job as well as I can. I want the players to put pressure on themselves to perform and to play. So the outside pressure shouldn't really affect us, because we have demands and standards that we put on ourselves, and that's enough pressure.
What's it like working with the new chairman, David Sharp?
It's been great. I've known him for a long time. I had a good relationship with him. We both love the club, we both want the same things for the club, so we work well together. We don't agree on everything and we debate things, but I think the key is that we both want the very best for this club, and this summer we've worked very hard to bring players in, to get the squad that we want, and now it's up to myself and the players to go and put it on show and put it into practice.
Speaking of players that have come in, how have you got there's been quite a number of them, how have you got them to gel? Obviously, we've had pre-season and it kicks off tomorrow.
Loads of different ways, loads of different things within training, out with training, but I've been pleased from very early on in La Manga. I noticed the spirit was there, the togetherness was there. They stay after dinner. Usually after dinner, players quickly go back to their rooms, but this group stays, they talk to each other, we have a laugh together. When they're out in the training pitch, there's a good work ethic amongst them. They kind of have a go in the right manner at each other, and there's a really good spirit. So I've been pleased with that. That was a kind of an issue in my head, that bringing so many players in, it might have took time, but it's went well so far, and we'll continue to grow as we play games and win games, then that's the best way to develop team spirit.
Well, looking ahead for tomorrow, away to Coventry, what are your feelings about your opening game?
Tough game. As a manager, I know very well Tony Mowbray, so it'll be a difficult game. They'll play good football, there'll be a threat from set pieces, so we have to be ready for the challenge. But like I said, the pressure comes from ourselves, and we have demands on ourselves that we have to go to these grounds and these teams and try and dominate the game and try and win the game.
You have a lot of fixtures back to back, pretty much just a couple of days rest. How as a manager and as a team are you going to cope with the next couple of weeks with five fixtures in, I think it's 2 weeks?
Well, that's hopefully the pre-season's prepared us for that. As I said, we worked very hard. The staff we've got here are excellent. They will be planning how they recover the players, how they then pick them back up to perform. So we're kind of I'm lucky to have those people that deal with that department and deal with that side of things.